B-Pod Studios.
I understand that the anger is there. I understand that the dialogue is now there. But we also need to elevate this conversation and make some adjustments. And the person I wanted to talk to both about the Sixers and about this situation is on the line right now on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast, Mr. Keith Pompey. How are you today, Keith?
Hey, what's up, man? How you been?
Doing all right. How are you holding up with all this craziness? I know you're in this city as a black man, as a father, just in general. How are you processing everything that's going on?
It's tough. I mean, if you want to be honest, you know, it's a tough time right now. You know, everything that happened, you know, starting with, you know, not even with Floyd. I mean, with the bird watcher and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a tough time right now. And you know, as a father, you know, sometimes you have to have that conversation with your kid, and you don't want to have that conversation with them, but you have to because, you know, the stuff is all over the news. They're asking questions, and it's just a tough time. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I feel for you. I wanted to have you on and just talk about that a little bit. Now, Ben Simmons is being really outspoken, and Ben Simmons, for most Philadelphians, we look at him as a stoic guy who doesn't really say too much. Lately, with this situation, he had a lot to say. He had a lot to say about the president on social media. Why do you think, if you can just guess, why do you think Ben Simmons has been so vocal about this situation?
You know, this isn't the first time that Ben, like, spoke his mind in regards to Donald Trump or something like that, or what he perceived as, you know, injustice. I mean, think about it. Last summer, you know, he was over in Australia and something happened, and he spoke out against that, and he also had a statement. So it's not the first. I think that, you know, Ben is the type of guy when there's something like out there that's something that he thinks is wrong, he'll speak up. But when you ask him about, you know, basketball issues and things like that, you know, he'll do his press conferences, but, you know, he's not going to go in depth. I think that this is something, you know, he's observant. You know, this is something that's near and dear to his heart. There are some people criticizing him. There are some people, you know, praising him for what he said. To me, I kind of enjoy it when we have athletes. We always ask them, man, I don't want that coach speak, or I don't want people to be silent. But then when people do speak out and say their truth and give their opinion, you know, sometimes we want to tear them down and say, hey, just play basketball. But then if they don't say anything, and then we're saying, yo, what's wrong with him? All he cares about is basketball, and he doesn't care about people. So I commend Ben, you know, for, you know, having the confidence and having the courage to come out and say, you know, what he feels. It's his opinion.
Yeah, and we get caught like that all the time. We're saying, oh, give us more. We talk about it with Carson Wentz sometimes. With a lot of athletes, we're saying, give us more, give us more, give us more. Then when they do give us more, we're saying, oh, that was too much. Like, how it's almost impossible for them to thread the needle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you're exactly right. It's impossible. But, I mean, my thing is, you know, people, you got to be careful of what you ask for. I mean, just because, I mean, and what I mean by that is, like, you, and I shouldn't say it that way, but, you know, you want the person to talk, but the person is a human being. They're not a robot. They're going to say, you know, what they believe and how they feel. And, you know, the thing is, he's not the only person that feels that way. And but then the people arguing against him aren't the only people who feel the way they do. So, you know, let the guy grieve. Let him say what he wants. Let him do whatever he wants. You know, it's like he's a grown man. And some of the things that I see is, you know, people attacking him saying, well, look, he makes all this money. He does this. He does that. Well, the thing is, you know, a lot of people who make a lot of money, typically, the stereotype is of if I made this money, if I'm doing this and I'm doing that, I'm not going to reach back and help out the less fortunate or speak for it.
Right.
You know, this guy has a platform and he's doing it. He's speaking out. So you have to commend him for that because, you know, it's not for him. Let's face it, he's about to make $170 million. He's good. You know, people are going to stop Ben Simmons. They'd be like, yo, Ben Simmons, can I get an autograph? You know what I mean? It's for the stuff that he's saying is for, you know, the person who has the blue-collar job or the person who does this and that and doesn't have any celebrity. So, you know, if I agree or if I disagree, regardless, I'm going to commend him for speaking out and saying his truth.
No, I completely agree. We're speaking to Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Now, the NBA kind of on Friday sets a date for the return of July 31st, and there's been a lot of speculation. Everything's not buttoned down yet. What do you think what form will the NBA be in if, assuming they do get the return on July 31st?
You mean in regards to how many teams are coming back?
Right. Well, how many teams? Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Like what it'll look like in that way. I know it's all basically all set. One location, Walt Disney World and all that. I mean, like, yeah, how many teams are making that trip to Florida?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I guess the biggest thing that a lot of people are talking about is, you know, with 30 teams going down. I'm excuse me, not 30, 20 to 22 teams. So I'm leaning towards that. You know, from what you hear is you hear a lot of people talking about some teams are saying, hey, just send the playoff teams down there. I know like all the teams don't want to be there. So and if they all are there, I think it's just going to be a matter of, you know, they want to get that TV, local TV revenue money. But outside of that, I see the NBA having 20 to 20 teams down there. That's it.
Right, so they'll have that. And
2022.
Right, now, is that just a 22-team playoff, or will they play some games to figure out and then do a regular playoff, or we don't know yet?
We don't know yet, but I think that what it would be is, I think that, you know, they'll have, like, a couple play-in games,
mm-hmm.
You know. Like, this is my impression. This is what I think is going to happen. I think that when we say July 31st, that's when the actual games are going to count, so to speak, right?
Right, right.
I think that what's going to happen is, and like you base it off of what we've been hearing, you know, players are going to go down there early July and they're going to, you know, have workouts and do whatever, but they're basically going to be in like self-quarantine, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and they're going to do stuff while they're in self-quarantine. And then after those 14 days is when they're going to start, you know, implementing, you know, the workouts, maybe some preseason games or scrimmages, whatever you want to call them, you know, and just to get back in basketball shape for 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. then when the 31st comes, then maybe, who knows, you know, they'll have like a couple of those play-in games that we're talking about, or they may have like try to do with what hockey is doing, you know, where you have a couple of teams who get a first round bye, so to speak,
yeah.
And then they'll have it that way. I mean, you don't have plans, but I think personally, like it sounds weird, but I think maybe, you know, the play-in games might be best, you know, specifically for that eighth seed in the West. You know, I really feel sorry.
You're talking about like New Orleans and the Grizzlies and I guess Portland would sort of be in that mix depending on how many teams got to come, that mix.
Yeah, like those teams. And then you have the Grizzlies. Now, I feel sorry for the Grizzlies because
they earned it over like 65 games.
Exactly. But here's the thing, like when we talk about New Orleans and we're also going to talk about Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about TV ratings, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can make a case that Damian Lillard, you know, and Luka Doncic are going to be, you know, they're battling for the top point guard, like all NBA this year.
Yeah.
So people want to see Dame play. So, you know, it's one of those things where, okay, let's get him there. We got to bring these ratings up. And then you look at, you know, the New Orleans Pelicans with Zion.
Right.
The league wants to see him play. I mean, they want to get him out there.
Right.
So to me, it's all about, you know, they want to get that money. I mean, we can't lie to ourselves and forget about, like, if the NBA doesn't come back for at least the playoffs, it's going to lose $900 million. So You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Dude, they're trying to get these guys out here to showcase them.
Yeah, I don't blame them at all. Listen, Keith, keep your head up out there. I know it's been a tough week. It's been a tough week for me as well. Let's keep our heads up, and hopefully in sometime soon we can actually be talking about games.
Exactly, bro. Have a good one, man. Thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for coming on. That's Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.